This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Everybody, it's your girl Claudia Jordan, and welcome to Cocktails with the Queens. That we are in the Christmas festive spirit because Christmas is upon us. I'm back with my girls, and we're going to dish on everything that's trending in the news and on social media. So, you know, get ready for this hot show. Let me introduce my, I won't say Santa's helpers. Let's go with Santa's helpers. Let's start with Vivica. Hey, Vivica.
Hey, girl. Hey, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, your voice. You've been working.
I have been traveling a lot, but very blessed. I won't complain.
Absolutely. That's a great attitude. And what's up, Lisa Ray? How you doing? I knew you was going to come with it with something. Is that candy canes in your hair?
Candy canes that I'm going to eat on later on.
Okay.
Hey, was those ho, ho, ho for each one of us queen, queen, queens? No.
Wait, are we hoes or we queens? We queens. We queens. Okay.
Queens at home. No, just kidding.
Right. And what's up, Selena? Looking cute. How are you?
How's it going, everybody? All right. Is everybody all right and okay? We look very festive and very Christmassy today. Very excited for this show.
Man, I was trying to find my Santa hat, but I couldn't find it. I went to Ross. I went to Target. I was in CVS trying to find it. So I threw a red shirt on and a little scarf. So we do what we can here. Okay. Right. But the ladies can't do
it. You look festive.
Yeah, your background is sharp.
Thank you. I just uploaded it right before the show. All right. Well, okay. Everybody looks super cute and I just love it. So anybody, you got any plans for the weekend? Any of you have any plans, big plans?
Sleep.
For Christmas?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, no, I do my annual Christmas thing where I get up, go to the spa, get a nice massage, then go over to my business partner, Lita Richardson's house and binge watch all of the NBA games and then finish off the night with a mean game of Uno tournament and a fish fry.
Ooh, I love Uno. Okay. Very nice.
That's fun old Christmas.
Ain't that fun?
That's fun.
It's the stuff that's going to happen before Christmas, maybe the lead up to it. You know what I mean? The drinking, the festivity, the wrapping of the presents, you know, girl time. You know, we having a little girl time coming up. So, you know, you got to have some type of adult time when you staying in the house with kids.
Right.
So you stay in the house with kids, Lisa Ray, this year, right?
What you mean this year?
Okay.
For the last 5 years.
Oh,
okay. My grandbaby has been here.
That's right. All right.
Yeah, same thing with me. I'm going to old school presents, wake up early in the morning, come downstairs, open presents. And then on Christmas, we don't do a whole bunch because we usually do it big on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So we just, we make Subway sandwiches. Like I buy a whole bunch of like sandwich stuff, like the pickles and all that type of stuff. And people just make sandwiches and eat on sandwiches all day. And we just pretty much binge watch all the games, watch TV. And just do nothing, lounge around and do nothing all day. Sometimes we make pancakes, but I'm trying to do the least this Christmas.
Girl, that is a good idea. You mean tell me I may not have to make no turkey. I can make sandwiches.
Girl, that's what I do every Christmas because the kids don't want to, they don't fool with you. Once they get their gifts and stuff, you don't see them for the rest of the day. It's video games all day. They be gone. So they just be eating on little stuff all day. So instead of me cooking and making all these big meals, they just going to eat the little Christmas cookies and little snacks. And then, so I was like, well, then good then. Make all your own stuff, chips, sandwiches, and go sit down.
That's an excellent idea, to be honest with you. They can just eat whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. I do it every year.
I'm supposed to go back east, but I'm seeing all this winter storm advisories and this might affect your flight. So I'm like, I'm supposed to be back east and I'd see my mom and them and everybody, but I don't know what's going to happen. I might be stuck in Dallas solo. We'll see what happens. I don't know. We'll see. All right, y'all. Well, let's get into the show. What Christmas drinks are y'all sipping on? Anything different or the usual, the norm, the huge?
I got my usual, my Pinot Noir.
Okay.
I've got
Ciroc. I had to run downstairs to the bar real quick, though.
Okay. I've got Ciroc today, and I know it's in a coffee cup, but this is the only Christmas cup I had.
That's cute.
Ciroc and sweet and sour.
Taking a page out of your notebook, I got a little, you know, a little green for Christmas, evergreen, with a little hot toddy in there.
Oh, okay.
A little piece of Grinch. A Grinch.
Okay. Well, you know, I got my drink that looks like Hypnotic, but it's just some vodka and some lemonade. That's what we're doing tonight.
It looks vodka good. Vodka lemonade is blue.
It's the glass. It has like a tint on it.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be throwing y'all off. It looks like Hypnotic, but all right. All right, y'all, let's get into it. We got to get into this Rihanna news. She, over the weekend, she joined TikTok, and her first post was a video of her son, who she shares with ASAP Rocky. Let's take a look. Look at little baby. Oh, look at little smile.
Oh, that little face was too cute.
Oh,
Rihanna so also cute. Shared exclusive photos of her son with Hollywood Unlocked, who got the scoop, and that was a pretty big deal that she shared it with Black media first.
Yeah.
How adorable is her baby? What do y'all think?
So cute. So cute. Just a sugar cake. Just want to make you just kiss his face off. He got them cheeks that you just want to kiss all up under the neck, too. He got neck
he
sugar, too.
Real happy. You know what I mean? That smile was a genuine smile. Like, oh, and that kind of happy.
So cute. That little face right there let you know he gonna be something else. Look at that.
Okay.
Look at that face looking like it's like, yeah, boy. Yeah. I'm here,
you know y'all. You know what I like, too, about the picture? You know, normally when celebrities release pictures, it's like this elaborate photo shoot looking type picture. They be all posed up. Honey, that baby looked like he right on in the little seat, in the back seat of the car. And Rihanna and them just turned around and did a little video and went on about their business. Regular parent stuff.
I know one thing, that child is going to have amazing style with those parents.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
That's going to be the flyest little boy ever. He's going to be so fly.
Yeah. And they showed some pictures. They took them out. I believe they were like in black and white, which was kind of like very artistic. You know, then some pictures were in color. It's just, like you said, it's going to be a very stylish little boy.
So cute.
Aww.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of little boys, we got to talk about this one who's a little boy in attitude, but not by age. Joe Budden has come under fire for saying that he doesn't like Megan Thee Stallion. Budden said this on his self-titled podcast. For me, he said this, "For me personally, I've seen this woman do horrible things to some people, some great people that I have long-standing relationships with here in the industry, so I'm biased." Someone responded to Joe's comment and said, "There appears to be a desperate, naked attempt to distract the public and direct the conversation down 1,000 paths. There's only one path, one question. Who shot Megan Thee Stallion? If we agree she was shot, then who shot her? Anything else is a clever distraction." Another person tweeted, "I love how all these celebs have nothing specifically to say against Megan, but they are all trying to influence people against her. A woman who, by all known logic, has done nothing wrong to anyone." I want to get your ladies' thoughts on Joe Budden's comments about Megan and what's going on with the lack of support for Megan that she's getting from some Black men that's happening. Selena, let's start with you.
You know, I got to tell you, Claudia, I don't know. I don't know why. It's mostly men. So I don't know why all of these men are so like openly against her. It's very odd to me. It's just like you said, it should be pretty much, I got shot in the foot. We just trying to figure out who shot me in the foot. Why is there all this other, you know, talking around it? It's just doing the most. And Joe Budden always has something negative to say about Black women. So that don't surprise me, but I just don't understand it. I don't understand what she did wrong so bad to get this type of criticism.
Right.
I was going to say, what do you think? Yeah, I was going to say, you know, what is it all about? Like, why? He didn't really say anything. I mean, was he her old manager? Were they close in times that he's actually seen several things that has made him unhappy? What is this about? You know, because a lot of things is not what they seem when you're on the outside looking in. And a lot of times, sometimes when you're right there. You know, so I don't know, too. It's almost like normally you would get that type of behavior, haterism from women. But like you said, Selena, it's coming from a lot of men. So I don't know. I just, you know, I'll be glad when they both get over this and then the truth will be out and then we can put this past us.
Hopefully. That's right. Vivica, what do you think?
Joe Budden, if you don't button it up and sit your bitch ass down hating on that girl. OK, y'all mad because girls right now was ruling rap. It's just driving y'all crazy that the sisters is just ruling and taking numbers and can tell y'all about yourself, look sexy with it. It's a new day, you know? But if you wanted some attention, to be honest with you, I think that's the wrong one to try and get it from, because it's really coming out. Facts are finally coming out after so many years of this trial being long awaited, that she was shot. So, you know, get used to it, brother. It's a new day. Girls are ruling. Sorry, Joe Biden.
That's going viral. I'm going to say this, Joe Biden. If you want to talk about someone doing something bad to someone that you're friends with, maybe you're not the person to say that. Because from what I remember, you are one that has been accused by at least three women of being abusive, one to the point that had a miscarriage and had a whole photo shoot. Well, not a photo shoot, but showed the lost baby in the toilet. I remember hearing lots of stories about you and your abusive ways, allegedly. And the same way you were able to move on and get a huge podcast deal and make a lot of money that you snaked your friends up out of the podcast. But we'll get into that on another time. Maybe you should allow some grace and be like, you know, sometimes everything that's said about something isn't really true. Or maybe you, of all people, would be a little bit more open-minded. You haven't had a hit in a long time. Well, let me take that back. The last time you had a hit, it was hitting a woman. You have had a hit, but ain't the kind of hit you should be having. And yes, I'm going to go there and you can say whatever you want about me. I don't really give a goddamn. I really don't. But I'm sick of people with no valid reason, because I get that a lot too. Well, I just don't like her. Tell me what I did to you. Did I hurt you? Did I take your man? Did I steal? Did I violate you in any way? No, it's just a thing. Well, Megan has that thing about her that makes some men feel that way. And now this whole trial has become about her sexual history. All you niggas that's talking about her have had way more partners than her. Excuse my language on this Christmas show. You all have. But with some reason, with Meg, it's so disgusting. How about Tori slept with two friends? No one says that. If I slept with two homies, I'd be the biggest whore in town. But when a guy does it, we blame the woman. I don't care how many people she has sex with. I don't. She is the only one injured in this case and is the only one that keeps getting shrapnel thrown at her after the fact. You don't have to like her. You don't have to like her. But I would hope if any person, I'm not going to say black, if any person gets shot, the trial would not be about who you slept with. You lied about the midget years before. You said this. You drink a lot of alcohol. I would hope it'd be about the facts about who the fuck shot me in my foot. Then everybody on Instagram want to be a goddamn forensic scientist. Well, it shrapnel. Well, it ricocheted off the ground.
Don't it be forensics on the Instagram.
One of y'all calls me to get shot. I didn't shoot myself. It didn't magically go on my foot from just chilling. You don't have to like her is my point. There's people that I do not like in the social media world. Other people. I'm going to move on a second. I got this. There's people I do not like, but I do not want them to be hurt. And that's that. That's all I got to say about that. I'm tired of it because I see it every day, how evil of a person this woman is. And it's like, she's not even the one that was shot. So
I just want to know why they're so inferior. They say protect black women. And it just seems like lately, even our brothers not doing that.
That's why we say and protect black women. So when they wondering why we be running around here with t-shirts and signs talking about protect black women, and then they be like, what y'all talking about? Well, this is what we're talking about.
It's protect black women that I agree with every single thing they've done, that have supported me when I do my bullshit, that have let me get away with anything that I've done, that have never gave me any pushback, that never have an issue with my narcissism. We protect those black women. But don't you dare speak up and check me on my BS, because you're not worth being protected now, because now you call me to the carpet.
We're going to let Megan Thee Stallion know that her queens support her 100%. Keep standing up and speaking your truth, sister.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And unfortunately, she might not get justice in this trial.
They protect Candace Owens. That's what they protected.
They protect each other real hard. Anyways, Ashanti and Keri Hilson both were recently victims of body shaming on social media. Wendy Williams' ex-husband, Kevin Hunter, reposted a throwback photo of Ashanti on his Instagram story and wrote, I don't know, that's a lot of weight gain since 2007. No hate, queen, but body done? Okay, y'all, I see tonight is going to be a show. We got to protect our sisters all night, and I gladly will step up to the plate. We're going to have fun with this tonight. And now, while celebrating her 40th birthday in Antigua, Keri Hilson responded to an internet troll who wrote in a now-deleted comment underneath her video, a BBL would do you some justice, Hilson. A BBL would do you some justice. Now, Hilson clapped back with, I'm sure it would, but hey, like what you like. This is actually the worst it's ever looked, but I love myself, adore my body at any weight. Also, if you think your opinion would change any of that, let me inform you, I'm good if you never looked my way. Let's start with you, Lisa Ray. I want to start with you because I know you and Carrie spent a lot of time working on that movie. We came to visit you.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on these unwarranted comments that both of these beautiful, natural women have received?
First of all, I think she handled it very gracefully and graciously. And she's beautiful. And everybody can't have everything that they want them to have because they're satisfied within. And everybody don't want to look the same, which is I congratulate the women that don't want to. And they're saying, hey, this is what God gave me and I appreciate it. You know what I mean? And that's not hating on the ones that want to get some type of enhancement. But everybody is individuals. Love people because they're individually who they are. And stop just, it's too much. It's too much that we have to be consumed with in the world for us to have to stand up for how, because they body shaming us. That's crazy. No, we're not even trying to make everybody happy. If you don't like it, you gotta spread it or share that. Keep that to your damn self.
Exactly. Vivica, what do you think?
Well, child, you know, it's equal opportunity because there's a lot of brothers and men going to get them some liposuction and moving things around and this, that, and the third. So shut it up. First of all, Ashanti was maybe 22 years old or so in that picture. I just did a picture with Ashanti, New Divas Christmas Carol, available on VH1. But shoot, Ashanti's thinking, they be loving when they see Ashanti. She was much younger in that picture. She has matured into her body as a woman. You know, y'all, boy, there's some haterade out there with the fellas. Come on now. Come on now. Y'all have to know a woman changes, you know. It spread a little bit. You can do, and this is my thing. And even if she did do it, it's her choice.
Exactly.
What does it got to do with you?
And Vivica, mm-hmm. How many times have we saw pictures of ourselves years ago? Where we go, ooh, I don't even want to be that small anymore.
Yes.
I mean, you know, look, you know, Claudia, I'm always telling you because Claudia's like, oh my God, look, I'm like, Claudia, you were 12, don't I? I'm like,
oh, I have lost 20 pounds, by the way.
Just well, so go on and get it. Go on and get it. But I tell you,
yeah,
you're beautiful. You're a woman. You don't have to be a size 0 or a size 2. Men like curves, you know, and look like a woman. I mean, sometimes you want to be, like if I'm training for a role or something like that, you might get a little underweight because you're training so much. But, you know, y'all trying to pick apart these fabulous women who, guess what, are very comfortable in the skin they in. So, bloop, back up.
That's right. And Selena, last but not least, what you think about this, Selena? I know you think it's a fool.
I just want to see. I just wish, like, the people that say the stuff that they say, we could do a side-by-side of their picture.
Right.
Naked, in the same swimsuit. My thing is this. Why do we do this? Why do we keep doing this to women? I'm so tired of it. It is such an epidemic. We can't walk out. We can't walk down the street. We can't take a picture. We can't be with our families. We can't celebrate. We can't have me time. We can't do anything without someone being very judgmental about our bodies.
Right.
And it's really getting played out, first of all, and it's causing stress and anxiety on women. It's already bad enough that there's so much comparison, which is, you know, the comparison is the trick of the enemy. It is the complete cause of depression. But we're already dealing with that with social media. So why do people keep doing that? And especially to women. And it's not just Black women. It's really all women, but especially Black women. And Black men, shame on you. Shame on you for doing that to Black women. Because them same bodies you criticize had your ass. Popped your ass out.
How about that?
So at the end of the day, I'm just very sick of it all. I'm very sick of Black women doing it to other Black women, Black men doing it to Black men. I'm sick of us doing it to ourselves. Okay. I just want everybody, and me personally, sometimes I just want a day off from having to worry about what somebody has said. You know what I'm saying?
I know we have to go to commercial. I'm going to say something real quick. I went to the guy's page that was critical of Carrie Hilson. And yes, I was petty. And yes, I did comment. And I never do that unless someone starts first. The audacity of this man, first of all, Kevin Hunter, the audacity of you. Shouldn't you be worried about paying your rent? How are you going to get that rent paid that right now?
With your broke ass.
With your broke ass. Ashanti could probably help you out. Now, I don't think you should be talking about her weight. Now, listen, ladies out there. we have a lot of pressure to look a certain way. We don't get judged on our merits alone. We get judged on our looks on top of that. You can't be a silver-haired fox and then it's like, okay, it's like, oh, dye your hair. Please stop with us. Like, we have enough. Please. We have enough. So anyways, we got to go to break, but fellas, y'all need to really knock it off. Like, and ladies that are getting triggered by this, consider the source, please. Because I felt so much better when I saw his picture. Quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more Cocktails with Queens after this. Back to Queens. Vivica, I got to tell you in the comments, Kim Y. Johnson says, Vivica, with a whole bunch of A's, you are on one tonight, sis. You ain't playing with none of the topics.
You know me. I am. Thank you, baby. But I'm all about girl power. And what you not going to do? Let's talk about my queens and think that we not going. No, baby, we got each other. Okay. So yes, stop it.
I like that we have this show and I don't think it's male bashing. It's just checking when you try to, you step outside your boundaries and it's a nice little checking and defending our sisters. It has nothing to do with anti-man. It's just pro women. That's it. We get it enough.
And it's necessary. I must say that it is, because where else would you get it in this form? Mm-hmm. Like, right. It's some nice nasties and some very, you know, but we be down to the look, we be neck rolling, honey. We be getting people all the way live. We be dragging the people, honey. We be gathering.
I wonder where this move come from.
I don't know what this is. This is very your neck when you tell somebody off.
Hey, ladies, listen, Christmas is just around the corner, and many of us are still searching for that perfect Christmas gift for our loved ones. So I want to ask you all, what's the most expensive gift you have ever bought for a man? Let me start with our resident sugar mama. Vivica, you know, I'm coming to you first.
I had to really think about that one.
I know.
What?
Well, I don't think it was for Christmas, though. Well, no.
What do you think? What did I do? Because I'm a great gift giver. I love presents. I love birthdays. I love it. I'm just trying to think what man was around at Christmas.
I was going to say, I don't think it was for Christmas, but it was when you were married.
Oh, yeah.
The car.
Baller.
A navigator. A navigator, yeah. That was around Christmas time when I got married 20-something years ago.
Okay, and I'll just stick with you. Best, I'm going to go to everyone. Best and worst. What about the worst gift you've ever received?
The blank.
Okay.
Like did know it was the holidays. Something's coming. Something.
Right.
Lisa Ray, best, most expensive gift you bought a man, and then the worst gift you've ever been given.
I got some really nice diamond cufflinks with black onyx in it.
You bought that for him?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
And what's the worst gift you've ever received?
Nothing. It would be
nothing. Got it. Selena, best gift, most expensive gift you ever bought, and then the worst gift you ever got.
And it has to be Christmas.
No, let's just open it up.
Okay, well, I bought Kiwan a car. It was actually for his birthday. And then the worst gift was, I don't remember who it was. That's how bad it was. But somebody gave me a massage gift certificate, but it was something like, it was bootleg because you had to find, I guess it was from Pinterest or something like that, where you had to find, what's the one, Groupon or something, where you have to find the place that honors the gift certificate. I don't have that kind of patience. You got to go to the places that I know, the Ritz-Carlton, the places that are massage places that
you've
I go
been massage
to.
Envy. Just come on.
If you're going to do a massage.
Williams, Beverly Hills.
Right. Or just see, and I go to my one girl that's like a physical therapist, call her and get a gift certificate from her. You know what I'm saying? So that was the worst one. I still have that gift certificate somewhere rustled around in papers because I never got to use it because I could not find the place to get it.
Well, I used to be a little sugar mama. I've definitely bought rims for someone's car. Then he got to repossess because he didn't pay some parking tickets. That was ridiculous. I bought jewelry. I bought a chain with like the diamond gold tags. I definitely did that. The diamond dog tags. I did that.
Oh, I remember really nice. That one.
Yeah, I love Julie. And then the worst gift I ever got, I was dating this stockbroker in New York, and he was like, he bought me a tennis bracelet. And I was like, okay. But I was young, I was a college girl, but it wasn't in the right box, you know, it wasn't in the velvet box like it should have been. And then I had a little cotton in there, so I should have known better. But I took it.
Not cotton.
I took it to the jewelry, so I'm like, I'm about to break up with him. I'm gonna get this appraised, right? And they're like, they put the little diamond tester on it. It was like, silence.
Didn't do nothing. Didn't do nothing.
And they were like, sorry, the gold's real.
Heck, you know.
He bought me some costume jewelry. Mm.
It wasn't even cubic zirconia?
I don't know. The diamond lights didn't show up.
At all. Damn.
So that's them diamonds wasn't diamonding. That's all you know.
It was essence of diamond. It was. All right, y'all. Okay, let's get back to the topics. Brittany Griner took to Instagram and posted her thanks to everyone who supported her. Griner wrote, I dug deep to keep my faith. And it was the love from so many of you that helped me going from the bottom of my heart. Thank you to everyone for your help. And when it comes to her basketball career, Griner wrote, I also want to make one thing very clear. I intend to play basketball for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury this season. And in doing so, I look forward to being able to say thank you to those of you who advocated, wrote, and posted for me in person real soon. Ladies, are you glad that she's out of prison and in good spirits? Vivica, I know you have a stake in a WNBA team. Miss Boss Lady, we got to all go to a game. What do you think about this? How's the community feeling? The
basketball? Oh my gosh. They are ready to welcome Brittany back with open arms. This is so good for the WNBA, for women's basketball, that, you know, I hope this is a victory tour for her, that she plays with some good girls. They be balling. So I guarantee you everybody coming back to play this season, them games are going to be so lit. What I love about this message more than anything else, and what you've heard about Brittany since her release, is her humility. She's so grateful. She's so been so gracious. I love that you heard that when she got on a plane, they was like, we're going to let you be. She's like, no, I want to talk to everybody. Yeah. And she had been in Russia for 10 months. So this just warms my heart. I'm so glad we're talking about this tonight. This truly, truly is good for women. Brittany, we're ready to see you hoop, girl. I want you slamming on them every game.
That's right. Selena, what do you think about this? I know you're a big basketball fan.
Man, pretty much everything Vivica just said, though, she pretty much hit the nail on the head. I can't wait to see her playing again. But I know this is weird and crazy, but I was just wishing that I knew her personally so I could get to her to encourage her somehow when she was in there. Guys, it really got on my nerve every day. Like, I used to be so, like, every week I used to just either post, or I really thought about this. I was so afraid for her. Yeah. I just was so scared for her. And when I saw a picture of her and her wife reunited, I literally cried. I was so happy for them. That must have been horrible. And to be released right before the holidays, such a gift. I'm so glad that Biden and them and the administration were able to get that done right before the holidays. I'm so happy for them. And I can't wait to see her play. So super, super excited about it.
That's right. Lisa Ray, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm just glad that we supported in a way that didn't let off their necks, that we did post and we did say that we still care. And hey, what about, you know, we don't hear her name now, so, but what about Brittany? What are we going to do? You know, that at least kept it in the media, kept it on people's tongues, kept it in their mind to let them know that we weren't letting up off of that and that she knows that we were back here fighting for her. So absolutely, you know, to be cooped up in a different country, I don't even know if they even spoke any type of English for her to be able to communicate and to be in such a small cell with no friends, no family. That was so sad till just her reunion back in the States, back at home, back with her wife, back with her family, back at work and training the way she's supposed to. I know that she is honored to be back here. We are absolutely excited about what she's going to bring to the WNBA this season. And, you know, I'm just glad that she can put that and start putting that behind her.
Absolutely. I'm hoping that a positive, more so, of course, her being released is a positive, but I'm hoping with the attention that was around this, the international attention, that perhaps this might cause a renewed interest in the WNBA, therefore leading to them get higher wages. So people like Brittany Griner don't have to go overseas and play like that to make their money. I think this is going to have a very, very, very positive impact on the game. I would not be surprised if her first game back is sold out. I really got goosebumps just thinking about that.
You know what I mean?
Like, wouldn't that be amazing if that we would have interest in that, because let's face it, like,
we should find out where we know someone.
Vivica, we can go to them games.
Hook us up. We should go to the first one.
I'll look into it.
And Brittany Griner, if you're watching, and if any of your people are watching, I would love to invite you to be on Cocktails with the Queens. I would love to have you on here. I would love to offer the invitation.
Her and your wife,
because your wife absolutely was eloquent and amazing. We would love to open up Cocktails with Queens to you, because I don't like the negative media. Like, why? It's almost like we couldn't celebrate her on a standalone, right? It was like, Brittany got out. Then it's like, but what about Paul Whelan? But what about this? And what about the arms dealer? Why can't we just say, Brittany got out, period.
That's a W.
And celebrate that, you know? Yeah. Because her wife, when she did the speech in Washington, D.C., it was like the next thing that she said, how happy we are. But we also will use our platform to advocate for the release of Paul Whelan. The best response for me was Plies. When he said, to all y'all haters talking about Paul, y'all act like y'all know Paul.
It's almost like we weren't allowed to only celebrate the release of a Black woman. It had to have a but after.
Exactly.
And here at Cocktails with Queens, she's more than enough to celebrate her alone.
Yes.
You know, if it was your brother, your mother, your sister, whatever over there, you would not want us to say, well, what about this one? Well, what about that one? Why can't they? It's almost like, I feel like the wife was made to almost feel guilty to just celebrate her wife being out, right?
Claudia, to piggyback really quick, and I know we got to move on. I love that you tweeted, that's all they offered. Why y'all acting like there was something else on the table?
Right.
That's all that Russia offered.
Right.
Brittany Griner or no one, bottom line.
Right.
And they know why they did that. They know why they did that.
Russia doesn't want to negotiate with us in the middle of a war. They're gonna use Paul Whelan for something else. They think he's a spy. Brittany Griner was on some BS hash oil thing. People come with that. And I hate that there's a lot of us doing it, but you know, we ain't gonna address y'all. We're gonna move on. Oh, we gotta talk about this bishop.
Oh, girl, I thought you was about to say something else.
Right.
Oh my God, this is a great story. This is a great story, Claudia. Tell it.
I've been waiting on this, because from the moment I saw him in his knockoff Gucci suits and his ridiculous jewelry, Brooklyn Bishop Lamar Whitehead was busted by the feds earlier today on charges that he swindled parishioners, including a retiree, out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, among the flashy pastor's alleged victims is a 56-year-old parishioner who was recovering from surgery when Whitehead offered to help him buy a new home. Now, Whitehead convinced her to withdraw nearly $90,000 from her retirement accounts. And instead of buying her a new home, he used her money for luxury goods and personal items. Now, the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York announced that Bishop Whitehead is being charged with fraud, extortion, and false statements. Selena, let me go to you first. Are you surprised by this news from the Gucci pastor?
Child, they got Reverend Lonnie Love out here in handcuffs with a whole green town. First of all, then you wonder why the capacities of Black churches are diminishing. You wonder why people are stopping going to church and the Black community is withdrawing their money from the Black churches. Because this is the type of tomfoolery that's going on inside of the Black church. And it draws people away from faith. All I got to say is about him is, first of all, he ain't the only one. He just got caught. And second of all, it's a special place in hell. Mm-hmm. It is a special place in hell for somebody that uses the Lord's name like that to take money from people, hard-earned money from people that don't have it to give, thinking that they're sowing a seed into the kingdom of God, and then you do this to them, it's a special place in hell for him. He ought to be ashamed of himself 17 times. This should have been Vivica's Check Yourself segment right here, because this is double the fool.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Ray, what you think about this pastor?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's such a shame, because, you know, it says that, you know, you'll be led by the king and the leaders and the shepherd. And it's a shame that when you can't trust the people in the church, because we were raised to believe in the ministry, in the word, you know, but they do say, you know, don't shoot the messenger, not the messenger, whatever, or something like that. It go like that or whatever. But at this point, it's like you got to turn a whole cheek to the people that's delivering the message. It's like a shame on him. Now that he going to hell.
Hell. He got a condo in hell, honey. They got a whole condo. He got a suite. He got a whole section in hell.
Well, luckily those fake Gucci outfits are usually fireproof because they are not made out of regular cotton. Anyways, Vivica, what you think about this? Pass the BS.
Reverend, you's about to lose your job.
Okay.
Hey, you's about to lose your job. Catch this beat. Okay.
Okay.
Hallelujah. You're getting exactly what's coming to you when you deceive others. You know, they say what's ever in the dark. That's an old saying. What's ever in the dark will come to light. Every dog got his day. And look at you. You better cash out, bro. You better cash out.
He ain't got no more cash. He's using everybody.
I don't know. But I'm saying he can sell all he can sell all that fake stuff he's wearing because you ain't going to have no place for where you going.
It's the arrogance for me.
Yes,
listen, I'm not saying that people that work hard shouldn't be able to have nice things. They should.
Yes.
But I just feel a way about in the church when the people you're preaching to are, you know, usually trying to make ends meet, and they're usually praying for a better position financially and to be in a better place and really just trying to make it. A lot of times you're not preaching to rich people. You're usually preaching to people that really are hoping for a better life. And that's why, you know, they're at the church. They have faith and they're God-fearing people. And here you are with flaunting all these jewels. I saw another white priest the other day talking about my first house was $81,000 and this watch costs more. When did it become cool for people in religion to flaunt their wealth like they're rappers or they're entertainers? Like, I think that's so whack to me. Like,
greed is a sin. Greed is a sin.
Yeah.
One of the seven deadly.
I mean, I'm not even rich like that at all, but I have a couple nice little pieces. And there's a lot of places that I just won't do it because I feel like I don't want the people that I'm going to go be around to feel some kind of way. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a time and a place. And I just feel like in church, and the way he flaunted and was so arrogant, he was giving scammer to me.
I was done with him when he grabbed the lady by the back of the neck and escorted her out. That was...
We got to take a commercial, but I'm sure this ain't the last. We're going to talk about this little fraud. Anyways, while y'all at it in New York, make sure you get Trump too. Don't just get the black ones, get the white ones.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. If you are enjoying the show, please put some fire up in the chat because we love to read all your comments and all the things you have to say to us. So thank you so much. All right, ladies, we've reached the part of the show where we talk about our relationships, the challenges we have faced in our lives, and how we overcame them. Welcome to our queendom. All right, y'all, tonight's conversation will focus on the importance of not only checking on your strong friends, but taking the time to make sure your village feels your love and support as well. Now, this convo stems from the tragedies of celebrities and everyday people who have dealt with suicidal thoughts, mental issues, mental health issues, and substance abuse battles. What are your thoughts? Selena, let's go with you first.
Oh, man.
You want me to come back to you?
Come back to me.
Okay, Lisa Ray, let's go to you first. Lisa Ray, what you think?
Look, I'm going to go like a game show. Repeat the question, please.
Right.
Okay. So we're talking about mental health, checking on your strong friends and make sure, you know, a lot of people have been talking about having suicidal thoughts, especially after what happened with Twitch and all that. So we want to talk about the tragedies of celebrities and everyday people who have dealt with suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
And mental health issues, especially during the holidays. You know, a lot of people, let me help y'all out. I'll start off first and I'll just say a little bit.
I got it because I'm right there with you. Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, go ahead. Go.
I have to say that I'm a victim of that. You know, when my father passed, I absolutely was right there. And when you have a strong friend, you need to understand the reason why they're strong is because they mask and rise to the occasion each and every time. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're okay. And it takes an accountability partner and a real person that gives a damn to be able to look at you behind the smile and behind your eyes to say, what's going on with you, girlfriend? How are you? You know what I mean? And then build in some things that you can do. I had a friend that said to me a couple of weeks ago, we were out, and she said, it's so good to see you smiling. I like to see you smiling. You know, and I had to say to her, thanks, but that's because we get together, we go to the spa, we go, and this is you, Vivica. You know what I'm saying? And you and I have spoken about some of those things where you're able to say, here's a rod. Come on. And we don't have to talk about any of this. Let's talk about none of this. But you absolutely need somebody that gives a damn, because so many of us are into our day to day and don't really want to hear from somebody else's stuff because we're bogged down with our own stuff. But sometimes you find pleasure in helping someone else come out of their stuff because you can find some answers in that as well. It always come at a time when you are just surprised and just out of the blue, because we had no idea what Twitch was feeling that at all, because he's making dance move videos. We had no idea. And that's why now it's being more and more in our face to say, oh, I need to reach out to those that I talk to deeper and the ones that I haven't spoken to. I need to reach out and call them.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for that. Vivica, what do you think?
I just think that we need to keep on emphasizing mental awareness, mental health, especially in the African-American community, because we're all have always been taught to say, I'm all right. I got it. Especially for our men. If things aren't all right and you're feeling a weakness, even if it's not one of your family members that you think may judge you, go talk to either your pastor or, you know, somebody maybe that's a coach, somebody that you feel is a strong figure that you can vent to, that won't judge you, that will sit and listen to you. We just need to keep on stressing that in our community, because, you know, we would never talk about going to a therapist 10 years ago. Never. In the African-American community, because like I said, we're taught to be strong, you know, but hey, life is tough. And those that you always think are smiling may be hurting behind that smile.
That's right. Usually they are. It's usually the people that make everybody's
level is different, you know, and especially when someone has been there before you, they're able to say, well, come on, girl. Now, how long are you going to let this stress you out? But it's really not until you are at that point where you're like, yep, stressed out enough. Back is up against the wall. I'm on my butt. It's time. Like if it was like, get up off my nipples. I can't have you on my nipples no more.
Selena, what do you think about this?
You know, for me, everything that they said, of course, but I will just add to it and just say, you know, I think we should take time to be cognizant of who is the strong person. Because a lot of times, you know, some people get so, you know, inundated with constantly calling a person and telling them all your business and getting all your problems. Make sure that if you're the person that's always calling people and getting advice and needing advice all the time and needing stuff and needing comfort and needing all this stuff, make sure that you're cognizant of the person that you constantly call, because that's the person that we're talking about that also needs to be asked in the moment, hey, wait a minute though, how are you doing? Because I have friends, you know, friends in my life that just, and I don't mind it, because I'm the girl that's the advice girl, but they also reciprocate. Some of my friends reciprocate back, you know, girl, now what happened with you? And we can go back and forth, but make sure that you're that person that understands that. And then also like understands that person that you keep calling, they need help. They be needing somebody to talk to them too. But, and then just lastly, don't beat yourself up about feeling down during the holidays, because there is a such thing called seasonal depression.
Yes.
And people actually get it. I get it. I get it every season. Like I just be walking along automatically around Christmas. I don't know why I'm sad. So don't beat yourself up about it. Be intentional about getting therapy and talking to people that are qualified to help you through your crises. And just don't be afraid to open up and talk, because everybody is going through something.
Right. I get that seasonal depression a lot, and I hate it. Like I just be wanting to get through the holidays. Like, let's just get through it. And it's too much to talk about right now, but I'm going to say this. It's not always obvious, you guys, like who the strong friend is and who needs it. And sometimes you got to do a little bit of digging. Sometimes it's the person that's always making sure everybody else is good. That's really the person that's suffering a lot. You know, and a lot of times biting their tongue about their own stuff because, well, I really can't talk about my stuff because you're going through this. So let me just be quiet, or let me just take the L, or I can get through it. I've been through this before. I've been through worse. So, you know, eventually we'll get around to my problems. Eventually we can talk about my pain or my heartbreak or my disappointment. And I think that's so sad. That is so sad. The person that feels like they got to put their feelings on the back burner to make everybody else comfortable. And if you really pay attention, there's probably a lot more people than you think that are doing that. It's the person that's always joking to make you feel better. It's the person that's like, let's do this. A lot of times people are masking their depression with things, busy work, you know? Mm-hmm. And it really takes, I remember a girl I wasn't even that close with when I was going through my depression, my little suicidal thoughts and all that. I thought I had everybody fooled, like, you know, no one knows. I just go home and deal with things privately. And she saw me. She saw past the BS I was trying to, I'm good, busy work, social media, da, da, da. And she said, I need to have lunch with you immediately. And she said, I see the look in your eye that you're trying to play off. You're smiling in your mouth and not in your eyes. And I see it. And I just broke down and cried. Because she saw me. And usually we're too busy with our own shit that we don't see anybody else's stuff. So just please just be aware. This is a tough time for people, that a lot of us that don't have kids or a husband or whatever, and act like everything's good. But this is, Christmas reminds you of that very much so. Everything is, 'tis the season. And just be mindful. This is a difficult time for a lot of people. Yeah. So great convo, you guys. I'm glad we got to have these kind of serious conversations, and I hope we help somebody in the chat. And it's not always obvious who the people are that need your help. I think we have to take, let me give y'all the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It's 988. 988. So please keep that on dial. And a lot of us, we don't, like I said, it's not always obvious. All right. All right, y'all, quick commercial break on that note. And while we go to commercial, everybody text one of your friends and just ask how they're doing. All right. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Thank you to everyone in the chat who liked that more in-depth conversation about some real stuff. And I like that y'all are enjoying the versatility of tonight's show. All right, y'all, let me get your thoughts on this message that I reposted on Instagram. It was a meme that said, don't forget to get even with those who did you right too.
I like that.
People went off in the comments, and you know, it can't just be about the people that did you bad, but how about giving back to some of the people that looked out for you, or just, you know, yes. You have, like, Lisa Ray, what you think about this?
I like that. I absolutely like that, because that is spewing out some positive energy, mm-hmm. some different outlooks on things, different perspective, a different way of thinking. And you're right. We need to celebrate more of the positivity and the love, because there's so much hateration going on. So, right. The gift of giving, especially during the holiday, it's like, absolutely, someone that has done right by you and is always there for you, do right by them. I like that. I love that. Matter of fact, send it to me so I can retweet.
I will send it to you. All right. Selena, what do you think?
Oh, ditto. What Lisa Ray said.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Vivica?
I concur. I mean, you know, I love the gift of giving. I really do. I love making other people smile. And that's just sometimes a simple compliment, you know, thank you for being there for me. Thank you for contributing to my success. You know, it can't always be about you taking. I've always said that you can't just take from your community, especially if you're successful. Give back. It's such a beautiful thing.
Thanks. I agree. I just think it builds a kind of ripple effect. If everyone's like, okay, you looked out for me when you didn't have to, you reach out for me for this opportunity, or you helped me out with something, you helped me move, you picked me up from the airport, you sat on the phone with me when I was crying about someone, and then I have to be there for you because you were there for me, and I want to. It feels so good. Yes, y'all, if everyone reciprocated the positive energy that came to them, like, how dope would our world be if, like, every, like, you just got a blessing because something you did for someone you forgot about, right? You looked out on something like, oh, girl, it's no problem, I got you. And then out of the blue, they surprise you and they just didn't know. It happened to be on a day where you was going through something. That's how you change the world, y'all. That is how you change the world, by little acts like that. It really
is. I love when people remotely send you stuff and you know, thank you so much. I remember that time when you did this. And it helps you check yourself to make sure that, oh, I did that. Because sometimes we forget because you're just doing and being you. You know what I mean? And so when I get that, and that I've helped so many people in so many different ways, it makes me feel good about me and my character.
That's right. We're going to take a last break and come back with a game before we go off for Christmas. We'll be right back. All right, y'all. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Now, in honor of Santa Claus making his list and checking it twice, let's play a game of naughty or nice.
Yeah.
Come on, games.
Okay. Like we're going to choose the celebs who should get a box of coal or a beautifully packaged gift from Santa. Are y'all ready to play naughty or nice?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. First up, Tristan Thompson. Naughty or nice?
Naughty.
Naughty. Naughty.
Trevor Noah, naughty or nice?
Nice.
Nice.
D Wade, naughty or nice?
Nasty. Nasty. Nasty.
Oh, wait, was that Kanye? Yeah,
that was Kanye West. Yeah, that was not the one.
Oh, shoot. Kanye
naughty.
West.
Kanye naughty. Is naughty. We already know
that. Nick Cannon, naughty or nice?
Nasty.
Nasty.
Candace Owens, naughty.
Naughty. Times a thousand. A fool and a half.
Go ahead, give him one of this, girl. Give it to him.
Sick of it.
Herschel Walker.
Naughty.
Naughty.
Tory
Lanez. I'll be nice because he lost. Okay, go.
Tory Lanez.
Naughty.
August Alsina.
Nice.
Happy. Nasty.
I think nice.
Entanglement.
Good for him. He looks like he's finally happy in life.
That's nice. Right.
Well, oh, nice.
He over there being naughty. He used to be breaking girls' cervixes, sending them to the ER.
Entanglement, honey. Entanglement.
Girl. All right, y'all. Well, Fox Soulmates, Fox O would like to wish you a happy holidays with a snippet of Kiki Wyatt and Selena Johnson's version of Joy to the World.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Joy to the world. The Lord is come.
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Choose from a great selection of digital coupons and use them up to 5 times in one transaction. Check our app for details. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
This holiday, whether you're making a Baker's Simple Truth Turkey for 40 or a Murray's Baked Brie for 2, Baker's has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Baker's, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Choose from a great selection of digital coupons and use them up to 5 times in one transaction. Check our app for details. Baker's, fresh for everyone.